off his girlfriend had given him the night before, and this morning at the aptly named park-and-ride. The second was because he'd spent the entire one-hour flight from Atlanta to Lexington with his knees punching into the seat in front of him, jammed between a toddler screaming at a paperclip and a flatulent senior citizen. Only one of those reasons was worth the ache. From behind the door, a voice bellowed, "I don't give a good goddamn what you think, Dave." Colonel Stephanie Lukather, the woman in charge of the United States Bullion Depository. An important command, but what did Will know? Most of his knowledge of the federal government's gold reserves came courtesy of Wikipedia and Goldfinger. The facility was adjacent to the Fort Knox Army Base, located at the intersection of Bullion Boulevard and Gold Vault Road. The main door was 20 tons of drill and torch-resistant material measuring 21 inches thick. Around $350 billion in precious metals was stored inside. The U.S. Mint Police guarded the facility, and the U.S. Army guarded them. The vault had been opened for public inspection just once, in September of 1974. Previously, in 1964, Pussy Galore had knocked out the entire base with her flying circus, and a dirty bomb inside the vault had been disarmed with 0.07 seconds to spare. The door finally swung open. Major Dave Baldani gave Will a smirky look. Will knew that look. It was the way a good guy put a bad guy in his place. He used it a lot in his day job as a special agent with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. But Will wasn't at Fort Knox as a cop. He was working undercover as an ex-army captain who'd fallen down the rabbit hole of stupid decisions after two tours of duty in Afghanistan. His ID was airtight, unless you could crack the Pentagon's database. Jack Phineas Wolf, honorably discharged in 2016. Two DUIs, community service, probation, divorced, no kids, overdrawn at the bank, maxed out on his credit cards, evicted from his last known place of residence, car repoed by the bank, searching for honest work, or as close to honest as he could get. "Hurry, boys!" Colonel Lukather was early 50s, lean and trim, with her long blonde hair pinned up in a military style. She gave an impatient roll of her hand. "I'm waiting for you." Will had to duck his head to stand. The drop ceiling was 18 inches lower than it should have been. The dark paneled walls had buckled with age. Locked filing cabinets lined one side of the room. The colonel's regulation metal desk was shoved against the other side. There were no windows. The air didn't move. He could have been standing inside of a coffin. Colonel Lukather pointed up at the low ceiling, explaining, "Brig Jen upstairs wanted a shower in his office. Shit rolls downhill. I don't need a skylight, Wolf. Sit." Will took one of the chairs across from her. Baldani remained standing about 2 inches from Will's shoulder, another good guy, bad guy trick. Lukather said, "Wolf, you've been in some trouble since you FTA'd." Will didn't hear a question, so he didn't give an answer. Lukather rested her hand on his file, waiting for the ensuing silence to wear him down. Will didn't wear. The clock on the wall gave a sharp tuck. Baldani let out a long, smoker's wheeze of a sigh.
"Dave, looks like we've got ourselves a genuine Captain Jack here."
Lukather opened the file and pretended to read the information for the first time.
"Stationed in BFE, fifth in your class at John Wayne School, stacked up your chest candy in the sandbox, earned your triple threat. Quite the gung-ho mofo. You certainly win the big dick contest in the room."
Will hadn't had time to study any army jargon, so he was clueless, except for the last bit, which seemed accurate.
"Then..."
A page was turned in the file. Lukather's finger trailed down Jack Wolf's background check.
"Two DUIs, bad divorce, bad credit. What makes you think I should pay you $15 an hour and put you up in one of my hotels for the privilege of working on my base for the next few days?"